For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. Boone County has spent nearly $100,000 on outside attorneys to defend it and three employees in a federal civil rights lawsuit filed on behalf of Ryan Ferguson, and are expected to budget another $100,000 for additional legal fees. County Councilor C.J. Dykes says in his request to County Auditor June Pitchford and the Boone County Commission, he can't guarantee the additional money will be enough to get through the year. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Ferguson's lawsuit names 14 defendants, including four at the county level, the City of Columbia, and its police department. Ferguson was convicted in 2005 of first-degree robbery and second-degree murder in the 2001 death of Tribune sports editor Kent Heitholt. Last year, a state appeals court panel vacated his convictions. The Columbia Convention and Visitors Bureau has hired two consulting groups to conduct a four-month-long, $95,000 study to analyze the sports market in the city. The Visitors Bureau and the Columbia Parks and Recreation Department want to know whether the city's recreational facilities could help bring more people to the city. Megan McConaughey is with the Columbia Conventions and Visitors Bureau and says that sports fans help stimulate the local economy.
Amateur sports definitely have a great economic impact. It's, you know, hotel stays, restaurants, shopping while they're here, so they make a large economic impact in a short amount of time.
Consultants Aquarius and Victus Advisors have conducted interviews with stakeholders and youth groups and plan to have the study completed in September. Leaders at the Columbia Regional Airport hope a grant from the Federal Aviation Administration will help build a new airport terminal. The city's Airport Advisory Board says the project would add 3 to 5 more gates with the new terminal. Board Chairman Greg Cecil says having the ability to accommodate more planes and larger aircrafts would help increase airport traffic and benefit the community as a result.
Having a new terminal says a lot about the airport, and it certainly brings it it's a source of pride for the area. Certainly, I think if you build it, they will come.
Cecil says if approved, the FAA grant would provide about 95% of the funding for the project, but he hopes a 3/4 cent sales tax for transportation projects statewide is passed on the August ballot. One Boonville man is using July 4th as a chance to give back to the community with a bang. KBIA's Nick Commissar has the report.
For 7 years now, Jim Edwards has run the organization Fireworks for Life. The organization aims to raise money for the community through the sale of fireworks like bottle rockets and Roman candles, as well as a name-your-own-price garage sale. Half of the money raised is donated to those with cancer, along with a portion donated to local church youth groups. Edwards says his inspiration came after his son needed a liver transplant, and the community raised $25,000 for the procedure, resulting in a successful operation.
So basically, this is pay it forward, because our family was very blessed.
He says many people can't afford medical care.
So every car you meet going down the road, 1 out of 4. So what happens is, they still have to have medical, so they go to the emergency room, and then the 3 out of 4 is paying for the 4th.
He says the goal is to help the working class people who can't afford health care. The fireworks stand will remain open until Saturday. Nick Commissar, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.